Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of the Live Without Limits. Today's show is called The Money Mindset. And the reason I want to talk about the money mindset is how well you do and the income you make is what you feel you are worth. And find a time and place of solitude. Look into the distance and into the future. Visualize the tomorrow. You are going to build and begin to build that tomorrow today. Despite all the articles under the theme, Master Your Mind, Master Your Money, I still have yet to talk about the most important aspect of mastering your mind and money. I've talked, of course, about other important aspects of mastering your mind, harnessing the power of focus, overcoming adversity, the importance of persistence, and more. But I've never described the absolute number, one most important aspect of mastering your mind when it comes to money. So what is the most important aspect? Is it patience, perseverance, non-emotional investing, resilience, discipline? No, 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 and no. All of these fail in the comparison to your money mastermind. You've heard the adage, success is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration, and I've talked extensively about the 99% perspiration part. In fact, I've beaten that drum to near death because it is so crucial to your success in achieving any endeavor, particularly financial independence. Today, however, I want to talk about the all-important 1% because it is, well, all-important. It's vital, crucial, necessary, essential, indispensable. It really is that important to achieving financial independence because no matter how hard you work, nor how much you persevere, sweat, struggle, and bounce back, you will never be able to accumulate money if you believe somehow even deep in your subconscious, that you don't deserve it. Now, before you click away and say, this doesn't apply to me, of course, I want money. Duh. And, of course, I deserve it. Please bear with me for just one more second, because for most of us, these awful money mindsets have been ingrained in us since we were very small children. Recently, I attended the aptly named Awesome Fest. At this event, I had the great fortune to speak with a ton of amazing people about their money problems, mentioning that I teach financial education and empowerment via Kung Fu Finance tends to inspire a lot of questions. I had one especially enlightening conversation with an amazing entrepreneur, an individual who has a fantastic job at one of the publishing companies in the world and who owns a successful business on the side. From the outside looking in, you would think this man has it all together, financially speaking, but he was thrilled to sit next to me and pick my brain about money. He confessed that his biggest issue with money was that he felt like he wasn't good enough and somehow didn't deserve it, even though he is one of the kindest, most generous people you will ever have the pleasure to meet. He hated asking his customers to pay him for their products and services, and he also hated asking his manager for a raise. Sound familiar? I believe most of us feel it. This agony at one point or another is in our careers. He thought that he should give away his gifts, his products and services for free, or for as close to free as possible without living in complete abject struggling poverty because it is wrong to be greedy. I'm sad to say that he is not alone in these negative beliefs. Society, schools, politics, and the news media instill us with the idea that rich people are corrupt and greedy, and that money is the root of all evil. Even religion puts forth these ideas. I'm sure you've heard it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven. These negative beliefs deeply permeate our psyches and represent a huge emotional hurdle for many people. Many of us associate wealth with greed and selfishness and view rich people with fear, suspicion, and resentment, wondering whom they must have had to hurt on the way up in order to make all that money. And think about it. How many TV shows have you watched? Like Melrose Place, where what did they do? They always show the protagonist as being greedy and being selfish. So they also perpetuate this myth by the way they promote their shows. And it's true. Yes, there are as many evil rich people out there and rich people who have gotten wealthy by taking advantage of other people or by cheating or doing something illegal or immoral. And that is very obvious in the show that I've been watching called American Greed, Damned, and they've talked about Bernie Madoff and some of these other people who have perpetuated Ponzi schemes. And then what that does is that also turns around and it makes people fearful of investing and understanding how to use investments to make more money or even to think in terms of going into business for yourself. And there are network marketing companies out there that are not Ponzi schemes, but because the people hear the word Ponzi, they are so scared and don't take the time to learn the difference. So think about it. In today's marketplace, you have to learn to think outside of the box when it comes to employment. That is why I want to talk about the money mindset today. But it is not money that is good or evil. It is the person. Money is simply an amplifier. It makes you more of who and what you already are. If you are a good person, money simply allows you to do more good. And if you are an evil person, well, then yes, money allows you to do more evil. But money doesn't make it evil, and it is not wrong to want it. At its core, money is simply a medium of exchange, a store of value, an invention that allows us to trade goods and services we provide more easily. Money has two primary purposes: to standardize value so that people can trade things more easily, to store value so that people can save it and trade it at a later date. Here's an example of money used to standardize value. If there's a farmer that had some wheat but wanted eggs, the farmer could use his wheat to barter with the chicken coop owner who had the eggs. But then what would happen if the farmer wanted cheese, for example, but the cobbler didn't want wheat? Barter and trade had its issues. So people quickly turned to commodity money, shells that later gold and silver coins, to standardize value and allow people to trade more easily. This introduction of money also allowed us to store value so that if the chicken coop owner's eggs were about to go bad, he could trade them for silver coins instead of for whatever was available at that point in time, and then buy what he truly wanted later. The introduction of money, therefore, allowed people to save. And this just kind of shows you how life has changed over time, how technology has allowed us to change how we do business today. Because think about it, years ago, people just bartered because they didn't have a means to make money. Then as time progressed, the money made it available for people who lived in cities to be able to buy the food they need, to be able to buy the clothes they need, to be able to buy the shoes they need. And the thing is, when you think about it, many centuries ago, we were carnivores. We lived in the forest. Then eventually we learned to cultivate the land. And when you cultivated the land, then you had the farmers who grew the product. And eventually, as technology evolved, what did you have? You turned around and you had what we call manufacturing. And people went to work in factories and they were trading dollars for hours. And those dollars allowed them to be able to buy the products and services that they needed. And today, technology, everything is done electronically. When banks came into existence, it was all paper and pencil. And you had checks as a way of exchanging dollars for goods. Now, money is transferred through from one bank to another electronically. You have debit cards with the smart chips that store money on it and value on it. So when you see how things have changed, you can understand how we evolve over time and how we need to change our mindset, whether it be about money, whether it be about employment, almost every aspect of your life. The introduction of money, therefore, allowed people to save. And just what are we saving? This is the core concept of money. We are saving our productive accomplishment, our hard work. Joe Dominguez and Vicki Robbins' excellent book, Your Money or Your Life, explores this concept, and is one reason I put it on my required reading list for financial independence. Money is simply your stored life energy, your work, your sweat, your thinking, your art, your creations, your talent. The money you earn represents the value you bring to the people around you. But what happens so often today is that people confuse money with dollars or your local currency. Dollars are simply little green pieces of paper with pictures of dead presidents on them. They are worthless by themselves. You can't eat them or live in them. Their only use is for trade. It is not the dollars themselves that have worth, only what they represent. Today's essay is not about the difference between fiat currencies and sound money, which I have already beaten to death. It's about the bigger idea of what money truly represents and why it is not wrong to want it. Money represents the very best things that you have to offer, the goods and the services that you produce. With money, we can easily exchange our work, our talent, our skills, the very best that inside of us for the best that inside of others. Money is literally a symbol of human productivity and achievement and represents all the good things we create in each other. If you can grasp the difference between the little pieces of paper and what those little pieces of paper represent, you will never be shy nor feel bad in asking for money again. Please read the sentence again. It is that important. And let's say it again. If you can grasp the difference between little pieces of paper and what the little pieces of paper represent, you will never be shy nor feel bad in asking for money again. It is crucial that you understand and internalize this mindset, because it is proven fact that you will always act consistently with your beliefs, whether they are true or not. So please don't let a limiting, incorrect, negative belief control your life or your capacity for greatness. You have so much great value to add to the world. Please go forth and contribute and do your best to make our world a better place. Remember, that money is the symbol of the best we have to offer each other. The more value we create and produce, the richer you will become. And what how I want to relate the money mindset is that as an employer, you place value on each individual's time. And when you look back at the early part of the 20th century before the union, owners did not give people very much value for the way they treated them and in the factories, what their expectations are. Then the unions came into existence, and they protected the individual from the abuse. Because how many times have you heard about factory fires where people died because the owners locked the doors to make sure that when they were in there, they were being productive? So you needed the unions back then. Today in the United States, you have laws that protect the individual, that guarantee them a certain dollar amount. But you know what? Your money mindset can tell you what you're worth. And when you work for someone else, they're telling you what you're worth. And the fact of the matter is you tend to compromise and not understand that you could be worth more, but not to that individual. This is why a lot of the factories have gone overseas, because in third world countries, they are willing to work for less pay. And even they are beginning to understand that they are being abused by the owners. So you are starting to see where many of them are going out there. And when they're making the products that are being sold in the United States, they're actually putting letters out there to people to let them know what is going on so that they can be helped, so that because you have human rights organizations that oversee these things. How many times have you heard of entertainers in the United States that have clothing lines, and their clothing lines are made in China or other countries, even Walmart, and the conditions over there are so poorly done, and then when it comes back to the United States and they become more aware of how these people are being treated, then guess what? It reflects badly on the company. And sometimes these companies know what's going on, and sometimes they really don't know. And just think about what happened with Kathy Gifford a few years ago. When she was working with Regis Philbin, she was always the goody-two-shoes who didn't do anything wrong and then promoted everything and wanted to give back and then started developing a clothing line. And I think she knew exactly how they were making the clothing because, you know, a lot of the factories today, they have to have checks and balances. And the person who they're manufacturing for, they need to be aware of the conditions that their people are working under. So it's a matter of give and take and understanding. And now what I want to get back to is helping you understand that if you feel that you are worth more than someone is willing to pay you, and remember that we have gone away from the trading the dollars for hours and gone towards the performance-based job. Even companies today, when they hire people, they are paying them per project rather than paying them per hour. So consider all of these things. Consider how it affects you. Consider where you want to be. And consider how you can turn things around. And the biggest thing to consider is to know that today, if you want to make money, there are opportunities. The difference is that it's no longer trading dollars for hours working for someone else. It's working for yourself based on the performance that you offer and the ability to concentrate on the things that you need to concentrate to make your opportunities better for you. Now, the last thing I want to talk about for the last few minutes happened to be visualization. Why? Because, you know, if you think about it, when Jim Carrey first got started in the entertainment business, he wrote himself a check for $25,000. And why did he do that? It's so that he could visualize himself making $25,000 in one night doing one stand-up comedy. Now, he gets as much as $5 million enough to make one movie because it is known that when his movie goes to the theaters, that he has the power to draw people to come in and see a movie just based on his name alone. You got other actors that could do that, or Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt. So think about it. Do you want to be making as much money as entertainer makes? And think about the effort that you can put out and put into that time and that product to build a reputation for yourself so that you can be making the money that you are worth, because that is what it's going to take for you to achieve what it is that you truly want to achieve in your lifetime. And, you know, if you think of yourself as being worth $10 and you're only an hour and you're only going to put out $10 worth of performance, then guess what? You will not make what you feel you're capable of because your money mindset is so low. So if you think of yourself as being worth $100, $200, $300, even $1,000 an hour, then do what you need to do and build your reputation both online and offline. Build relationships, business relationships, personal relationships, because everyone has a knowledge or an expertise that helps each other be successful. You cannot expect someone to put the effort out if you do not feel that you're putting the effort out in return, because it's all reciprocal. So think about all of these things. Think about the things that you can do that can really help put you into that position that you truly, truly want to be in. And once you do that, then guess what? You can put yourself into that six-figure income yourself. But it's a matter of that you have to see yourself as having that value based on your money mindset, not on the money mindset that someone else has for you. Because when you work for someone else, you're never going to become rich. The only way that you can begin to earn the money that you are worth is think of yourself as being of value. And also, remember that other people don't want to see you succeed, because then that only emphasizes the fact of the poor self-image they have of themselves. So before, one of the things to consider when it comes to the money mindset is, what are you worth? Do you have the self-esteem to believe in yourself, to make the right choices? And if you don't have that self-esteem, how are you going to get it? How are you going to set goals for yourself? How are you going to make those goals work for you? And who is going to keep you accountable for those goals? Because that is the purpose of having a coach, because or being part of a support group, because in a support group, in a mentor group, what happens is you support each other, you encourage each other, you help each other, and you help each other to believe in one another and giving positive feedback. If you're around someone who is negative, then guess what? That negativity is going to rub off on you, and that's going to hold you back too. So So let's look back at how you can change your money mindset and truly become what it is that you want in life. And also remember, money has two primary purposes: to standardize value so that people can trade things more easily, to store value so that people can save it and trade it at a later date. And you know, that is the biggest thing that people need to be aware of, is how are you going, what gives value not only to your services and products, but how can you purchase the things that you can't produce yourself to make your life easier? And, you know, I mean, some people deny themselves the pleasures and the enjoyment of life because they feel like, oh, I can't spend this now because I'm going to need it later. But guess what? If you have a higher percentage of your money mindset today and you learn how to put out that effort, then guess what? In the future, you will not have to worry about whether or not you are going to have assistance from the government, because guess what? I currently have an SSI check of $710 starting in January, which is a week away. And you know what? That money takes care of basic stuff, and that doesn't mean I can buy shoes. That doesn't mean I can buy clothes. And the ironic thing is, because I have a disability, I can't just walk in and buy a pair of shoes. I have to buy two pairs. And because of my gait, I have to make sure that shoes have support. So that means I can't wear cheap shoes. So I know that if I want to make more money and live on more than just $710 a month, then I have to go out there and I have to concentrate on the things that are going to help me make an income. And I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we will help you on how to learn to set goals and to believe in yourself so that you can achieve anything it is that you truly want to achieve in your lifetime.